You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're very, very close to the period of Tishrei, where we're going to have the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Tov Yom Kippur in front of us. And we're now in the period of Chodesh Elul, which is a Chodesh where people involve themselves in introspection and tshuva. And we're soon going to be hitting the Slichas as well. So what I want to discuss today is exactly what are the parameters of how you do tshuva and what is unique that in the tshuva process you require tzedakah v'chesed to be a component of the tshuva process. Now, how do I know that you need tzedakah v'chesed to be part of the tshuva process? Because in the davening we recite on the Yom Ne'orayim, we say over and over again, it says explicitly in the Siddur that tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah are mavim ra'as ha'gzeirah. To take away all the evil decrees against us, there has to be a combination of doing tshuva, davening, and practicing tzedakah and chesed in order for the gzeirah to be eliminated. What I'm going to start off with is the following. We know for a fact that when we are, ultimately speaking, spiritual personalities that serve Hashem with steadfastness every day of the year, we're elecha, dedicated Jews, the Torah and mitzvahs we do ultimately develop for us a connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the Torah calls Devekus. We are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our Avodas Hashem. What happens if we sin and we perform Averas? What happens to that Devekus? So the Rambam says very, very explicitly in his Hilchos Tshuva that I want you to know what happens when a person, in fact, sins. When a person sins, it says explicitly in the Pasuk, that when you sin, you cause a breakage between the Devekus, the connectivity that exists between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The result of that breakage is, Sayek ve'inenenu, you cry out to Hashem for help. He doesn't answer. You do mitzvahs, they're not accepted in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that Averos literally disconnect us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it relates to hearing our prayers, accepting our mitzvahs, as if Hashem doesn't want us anymore, doesn't want to have our actual karbanos that we bring. But when a person does tshuva, what happens is it removes all of these barriers that your sins had caused. And as the Rambam says very explicitly, once we do the proper tshuva, tshuva mi'ava, you're once again mudbar b'shechina, you're connected to the Shechina. Atem adveikem b'Hashem Elokeichem. We cry to Hashem, He listens to our prayers. We perform mitzvahs, karbanos, Hashem willingly accepts them. So we see over here that tshuva and all the parts that are connected to tshuva are very important for us to once again reconnect to Hashem, despite the fact we might have done averus during the past year, reconnect and have once again that devekus between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again be reestablished. And ultimately speaking, tshuva itself allows us to mekayim Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokech, we return mamash up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the tshuva process. We're now reconnected. We're now, once again, mudvok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I want to discuss the mechanics of this and get to the Iker topic of today's discussion. We know for a fact when a person does tshuva even me'ava, which is the highest level of tshuva, is able to erase the Maisa Avera that we did, Shogeg Mezid, whatever level it was. And in fact, the Gemara says, when you do Tshuva Miyava, the even zadon, even the purposely performed avera, becomes a schus for us. The avera seems to be eliminated, deleted from the divine record book, and once again we have zuchusim in our connection and relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvodo u'b'atzmo. Now, when a person does tshuva, we know its power to erase a chet and give us zuchuyis in front of Hashem. Tshuva has to be done not by just machshava of azivas a chet, you know, basically forsaking the chet, having charat ala over, kabbal ala osid, taking upon ourselves not to do it in the future. There's a whole formula how you do tshuva, but the Rabbin says it has to be done in a verbalized fashion. The viduyim we recite in our tilas of Yom Nerayim, or we recite in the slichos, is the articulation of the concepts of tshuva that on a derais level must be articulated. So we understand what tshuva is about. We understand why tefillah is necessary to articulate the machshavas tshuva we have. What is the value of the tzedakah and chesed in this specific process? That is the question I'm starting off with today. And that is the question I'm going to answer with the following Marim HaKamos I'm going to be sharing with you. So please listen very closely as I develop for you the following concept, which I believe you're going to find fascinating and interesting. When it comes to tzedakah v'chesed, I want to go back to where in the Torah we find the mitzvah to practice tzedakah v'chesed and rachamim. Where does this come from? So Chazal tell us it's based upon a pasuk in this week's Pasha Shishua, Pasha's Kisavo, where the Torah says, halachti b'derachav. We have to walk in the spiritual pathways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about chesed, about rachamim, about tzedakah and such, we have to emulate Hashem on a human level, imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to also be Bali tzedakah, Bali chesed, Bali rachamim, as a keem of the mitzvah d'oraisa of halachta b'derachav. That's the pasuk in Pashas Ki Savai. A couple of weeks ago, when we were learning Pashas Re'eh, there's another pasuk that even is more explicit in what happens when basically we are halachta d'barachav. The pasuk says in Pashas Re'eh, Achri Hashem alakechem teilechu, we should once again follow Hashem's pathways. That's a different way of saying halachta b'derachav. Also, tira'u, we have to have fear of Hashem. Mitzvos of tishmar, we have to observe mitzvos. Also, savodah, we have to perform avodas Hashem. But then the Torah says one more expression. Ubo sidbakun. We have to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all the facets of avodah coming together. It has to develop a devekus between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's interesting is that Rashi in Chumash, on that pasuk in Re'eh, in Bo Sibakim says, how is this devekus accomplished? He says, Hidabek b'derachav, following the pathways of Hashem, Gemal chasodim du gemilas chesed, b'chacholamim, look, come and visit sick people, Kavara Mason be involved in Levayas and involved in taking care of their last concerns of burying the body b'derech kavod. The same way Hashem did this. Hashem has shown his desire to be involved in tzedakah v'chesed continuously. In fact, the Gemara says the Torah itself, Tichilaso chesed v'soifu chesed, it starts with the mitzvah chesed v'kavosh baruch hu b'malbish harumim, creating clothes for Adam v'Chava, Habashas Harumim, as the act of Chesed. And in fact, the Torah ends with the act of Chesed, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on his own level, divine level, exclusively served as a Chevra Kadisha to be involved in the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Torah describes in Zeis HaBracha all the way towards the end. So the Torah starts with Chesed, ends with Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Avos Chesed points out, if you look in the entire Torah and all the parashas, you'll find concepts of Chesed and Tzedakah taking place continuously in these parashios. And as Avos Chesed Sefer, he elaborates upon this very, very, very explicitly. So we see over here that according to Rashi, in his Perush L'Chumash, Deveikus can be accomplished through the acts of Gemilas Chesed and Tzedakah. Now, most people, when they read this, come and say to themselves, if we have to go and follow the spiritual pathways of Hashem and emulate Hashem, and copy the anthropomorphic expressions of Hashem doing this and doing that, doing this mitzvah and that mitzvah, and literally emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is this merely an outward manifestation of just following the spiritual pathways of Hashem? Or is there a deeper concept in this concept, Halachta B'Derachav, of Deveikus to Hashem? Is it deeper than just merely emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu from some type of extrinsic level? So to answer this question, I want to share with you a very, very powerful piece of Torah that was articulated by one of the great Gedolei Hadar of yesteryear. His name was Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of the great Ponovitcher Yeshiva in Bnei Brak. And he says, if you want to know the power of Tzedakah v'Chesed, I want to, he says, take you to Parshas Vayera, and I want to show you something very fascinating from the Parsha. We know that Avram Avinu had a bris milah when he was 99. He was quite obviously sick and weak as a result of the bris milah. The Torah tells us that Rabbeinu Shem wanted to mavaka chela. Vayera lov Hashem v'leim amrei. He came to the amrei, and Avram was sitting outside the tent to try to cool down a little bit and have his body once again be healed from his circumcision. And Hashem comes in a divine prophecy mode to meet with Avraham, to talk with him on a prophetic level, and to give him brachos that he shall have a total refuah shleima from his sickness and his weakness that was caused by the late bris milah at an age of 99 years of age. Now, the Torah tells us, as he and HaKadosh Baruch Hu were meeting, all of a sudden he saw from the corner of his eyes, Orchim, wayfarers coming towards his tent. Avraham was known to be a tremendous, tremendous machnes arich. In fact, he had a chain of different types of motels made for hospitality. It was called the Eishel brand. And where they gave achila, shtia, lina, levaya, ate and drank. You can sleep there overnight. They used to escort you the next day on your trip. So Avram was no fachnosis archim. He sees these people coming to his tent. He thinks they're just Arab wayfarers. And he does something that we could never believe anybody would do. In the pasuk in the beginning of the year, he says, Vayomar, I'm going to quote the pasuk verbatim, Vayoma Adonai imna motzvasichem beinecha al no savar me'al avdecha. He addresses Hashem b'chvod b'yatzo in his prophetic trance, and he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, forgive me. I want you to wait for me in my parlor over here where we have this prophetic meeting between you and me, and allow me to leave you momentarily. I want to perform the mitzvah achnasas arich, and people are coming to my tent. And after I finish being machnas arich, I'm going to run back and continue my prophetic vision, my prophetic connection to you that you established a little while ago, coming to visit me to mevaka chayla. We'll go back to my prophetic stance over here and continue our discussion. So everybody is literally in a spoil. What's going on over here? Avram Zeuchet HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to his tent and having a prophetic seance with him and a divine discussion with a human being in prophetic terminology. And people are coming to the tent to have to be fed and given drink. And he says to Hashem, I got to stop what I'm doing here and go take care of these Arachim. When Chazal see this, they point out that Avraham Avinu, Ma'aseh Simcha Banim, was the greatest malamid to us of how to conduct our lives in this world. Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And the fact that he broke off his connection with Hashem momentarily in Nevuah and took care of the needs of Achim coming into his house, the Gemara in Chulin, which is quoted by the Rishonim and their Perush of the Pasuk Seifim, here we learn Avram taught us a major Yisod. Gedol HaChnosis Achim Mikabalas Bnei Ashkina. People who bring Achim into the house is a bigger form of Avedis Hashem than literally being Mekabal Pnei Shechina, than being in a prophetic vision and in a prophetic state with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now on a surface level, when you read this specific statement, it simply is a Dava Pela She'en Kamahu. How in the world can we think bringing Archim into the house is more powerful spiritually than literally being Mekabal Pnei Shechina in a level of prophetic vision? But Avram showed us it is. But we still don't understand why. Comes along Rav Shach, the great tzaddik, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich, and he says, I'm going to tell you the pshat. Listen carefully, because this is one of the most important parts of this year this morning. What does Rav Shach say? Rav Shach says, if you read our Chazal, and he's quoting from parts of the Mesil Sishara of Moshe Chaim Lutzato. He points out that any time we are doing most of the mitzvahs of the Torah, you're davening, you're learning, lulav and esrog, I'll go down the list, tefillin. When you are doing mitzvahs as such, what is the relationship you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in doing that mitzvah? Quoting these Gedolim, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato and others, you're being oimed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're standing in front of Hashem performing these holy mitzvahs in the divine presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're oimed lifnei Hashem. Says Rav Shach, but there's a group of mitzvahs that are even more powerful than all the other mitzvahs contained in the Torah. And the mitzvahs I'm referring to are mitzvahs of tzedakah v'chesed, that when a person is involved in tzedakah v'chesed, what happens to you is you're not being oimed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch anymore, but I want to quote the actual lashon of the Shach. He says, when you are merely in a state of prophecy, you're mekabel pnei shechina, you're standing in front of Hashem, like all other mitzvahs. When you're machnis archim, if you do acts of tzedakah v'chesed, will you be medabek to the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his divine attributes, halach l'bidarachav? What happens to you? Harei hu zocha l'hisdabek b'shechina mamish. You connect directly, physically, spiritually, metaphysically to the actual essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a merger between your Tzelem Elokim, the micro form, to the Tzelem Elokim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the macro form. You literally become one essence at that specific point in time. And the acts of tzedakah v'chesed, you become a merkava of Hashem Shechina, a chariot of Hashem's divine presence in this world, and therefore you are acting with your hands and feet as if Hashem's hands and feet are doing the tzedakah v'chesed via you, your mudbek ta'kadosh baruch hu. So says Rav Shach, which is a greater connectivity in mitzvah performance? Is it standing in front of Hashem, even in the case of prophecy and other mitzvahs? Or is it being literally connected to Hashem? Conceptually, will you literally are having Yod Selam Elokim merge with Hashem Selam Elokim, your essence with the divine essence of Hashem, which is a greater connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's quite obvious, Rav Shach says, doing tzedakah v'chesed and all the mitzvahs connected to that category bring you to a closer to connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than any other mitzvahs I do in the Torah. And even prophecy does not bring me to the level of what tzedakah v'chesed are able to accomplish. That is why Rav Shach says, that Rashi says in Chumash, when it comes to our Avedas Hashem, the Pasuk in Re'eh, it says that ultimately speaking, after doing Shmiras Torah v'mitzvahs and having Yiras Hashem and Avedas Hashem, by Sidbakum connecting to Hashem, Rashi says explicitly is accomplished by doing acts of tzedakah v'chesed and rachamim and following the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That accomplishes total connection to Hashem, total devekus to Hashem. That is why Rav Shach said, Avram had to make a calculation. I'm standing in front of Hashem in a prophetic stance. Hashem speaking to you, to Mevakru Chayla. I have, on the other hand, a mitzvah of Hachnasis Archim, taking guests into my house, a concept of Chesed and Tzedakah. If I have a choice how I want to connect to Hashem, I'm going to run to take the option of Hachnasis Archim and Tzedakah. Why? Because that makes me become connected to Hashem entirely. By Sidbakum, on the highest level. If I merely continue my prophetic seance with Hashem, where I'll be Makabel Panei Hashchina, I'm still disconnected. I'm not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hachnas Hashem in Tzedakah will literally connect me to the essence of Hashem. That my Tzelem Elokim should join with Hashem Tzelem Elokim. I become momentarily a Merkava for Hashem's divine presence in this world. So that's why Avram chose G'dol HaKnosis Archim, that accomplishes total Devekis to Hashem, then even Kabbalas Panei Hashchina, that at the most allows me to be Oymed in front of Hashem, but not to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the level of Tzedakah V'Chesed.
You are listening to BenStorah.com.
Of the concept of tzedakah v'chesed. That is why Chazal say, the Maral says, that the tzaddikim Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov were called the merkava of Hashem's divine shechina. They're involved in tzedakah v'chesed continuously. Chesed li'Avram, he started this specific type of activity. Yitzchak and Yaakov and the children, the grandchildren, followed in the derech of this for eternity. The Gemara says one of the ways of knowing whether a person is a real Jew or not is to see whether or not they are Bale Gemilas Chasadim. If they're real Bale Gemilas Chasadim, it shows the purity of their lineage, of their spiritual genetics, going back to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. It's an indication of their spiritual essence. So Rambam articulates this explicitly in his halachas of tzedakah v'chesed, in Matnas Aniyim. He says very, very explicitly that when I do the act of tzedakah v'chesed, I'm literally showing that I am connected to my forefathers who personified the concept of tzedakah v'chesed, starting with Avraham and going forward. If that's the case, we therefore see that tzedakah v'chesed have the ability to literally connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By tzedbakun is accomplished by tzedakah v'chesed. It is for this reason, going back to the question I posed before, why do we need tefillah and tshuva to be accompanied by tzedakah v'chesed, to be Mava Roa Gezeira? Because I point out the Roa HaGezeira of Averos are Mavdal between us and Hashem. Tshuva and Tefillah might erase the sin and might make them into zechuyos, because we're now able to be kayuvish ayetzahara, the Rambam says, and able to relate to Hashem despite the potential impediments. We're working very hard from Sarah Agra to connect to Hashem and forget the sin of the past. However, we want, when it comes to tshuva, ultimately not merely to clean the slate. We want to accomplish shuva ad Hashem Elokecha, to return and to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The act that allows us to accomplish this during Slichas and Asaras Yemei Tshuva is the concept of Tzedakah v'Chesed. They are medabbing us once again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bo Sidbakim takes place. As the Rambam says, after the Tshuva is done with all its component parts, and Tzedakah v'Chesed are part of that, besides the Tshuva and the Vidui, we're now reconnected entirely to Hashem. Once again, he's a Shomea Tefilaseinu. Once again, he is happy in the type of mitzvahs we perform in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They sanctify us. They elevate us. Hashem listens to our tefillas once again. The crucial factor that accomplishes this is the concept of Tzedakah v'Chesed, and that's why you need all the component parts mentioned before. Tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, which is a component of chesed, together literally are mava roha hagazera. They take away the havdalah between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eradicate the chet. It's a rest in the Sefer Chaim above. It's literally, it is a race from the Sefer of Zichronos, and we once again reconnect to Hashem on the highest level. This is the power of tzedakah v'chesed. But I want to show you something quite interesting. The fact of the matter is that the Rabbeinu Shalom, not only did he teach us this, but he demonstrated this. When we had the terrible chet of the Egel Hazav, which Hashem finally forgave us for doing it, after Moshe pleaded on our behalf, and Klal Yisrael did tshuva, and Hashem says, Salachti kedvarecha, the Shach himself and others bring down a very famous Maimer Chazal, a Maimer Chazal that describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe and Klal Yisrael to do a proper tshuva. He first mentions they have to recite the Yugam Amidais, where it says, Hashem, Hashem, El Rachem V'Chanun, Erech Apayim Rav Chesed V'Yemes, Nosei Chesed El Alafim, Nosei Ovam V'Feshech HaTov V'Nake. That's the Nusach HaTfilah, and if you think about it, in from the Slichas on to the end of Yom Kippur, we say that phrase over and over and over again. Not only that, and in the Ne'ilah Tfilah alone, we repeat it over and over again, as we're about to finish the tefillas of Yom Kippurim. Says the Gemara the following, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, when Hashem appeared to Moshe when he was trying to do tshuva for Klal Yisrael for the sin of the Egel, he gave him the following prophetic vision. Malameh shenis atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur. Prophetically Hashem appeared to Moshe as if he was a chazin, enveloped in his beautiful talis, leading the tzibur in tfilos, the herilo lamoshe, and he showed to Moshe the following prophetic vision. He said to him, Omalo, Moshe, listen to me. Cause man she Israel choten, if God forbid, Klal Yisrael sin in the future, yasu lefanai kesei dehazeh, let them do what I just showed you in front of you right now in this prophetic vision. Let them do what I did. Vani mochel lehem, and I will forgive them. And the Yud Gimel Midos is part and parcel of this. They have to say this specific Yud Gimel Midos. And Rabbi Yehuda says in a Braisa, Bris Krusa, the Yud Gimel Midos, She'enem chozen reikam. in Enochi Kores Brista, when you say the Yugim Amidais, they're so powerful. It's a guarantee from the Rabbeinu Shalom that when you do it and say it, it will ultimately erase the sin and give you total kapara, and your tshuva will be makubal, and ultimately your Devekas to Hashem will be reestablished. I want to point out something interesting to you on this Maimon Chazal that is pointed out by the Shlach HaKadosh, the famous Rav Horowitz, the famous Mekubal, the Halachist. In his Sefer Shlach, he makes the following comment. He says, when I read this Gemara of Rav Yochanan, where Hashem says, I want you to wrap yourself with a talis and daven to me with these Yugim Umidras and such, it doesn't say, Yoyme Lefanai, Kisei Dezeh. It doesn't say, Namai Mechazal, say in front of me these Yugim Umidras, and by magic activity, mentioning Yugim Umidras will cause a total Mechila Savainos. It doesn't say that. You know what the Maimon Chazal says? Yasu lefanei kasei dehazeh. I don't want Klai Samila just to say perfunctorily the Yugim Amidas, chick-chack, one after another. What I want Klai Yisrael to do, this is very important, Talmidim Talmidais, is that when they say the Yugim Amidas, they should know exactly what the Yugim Amidas mean, not only in divine terms, but in human terms. There is a Gadol, whose name was Rav Moshe Kadavero and the great Mekubalim, who wrote a sefer called Tamei Devara, which is available in any Torah bookstore today. It has Hebrew editions, but we have, Baruch Hashem, multiple English translations of this sefer. And some Rabbanim, some Rebbetzins wrote an entire book on explaining the Tamei Devara, where the purpose of Tamei Devara is to explain how a divine Midah of HaKadosh Baruch is translated and literally made in to a human activity on a human level. Hashem acts on his divine level. How do we apply a divine level of Yugim Midos on a human level to emulate Hashem? Halachta b'darachah, following Hashem's darachim in tzedakah v'chesed. How do I perform the concept of Hashem Hashem? Or Kel, Rachim, Chan, Erkapayim, Rav Chesed. How do we translate this into human activity? The Talmud Devara gives us examples. And not only that, tells stories of people who literally dedicated their life to personify these midos and the spiritual levels they accomplished during their lifetime by personifying the Lachta B'Darachav and not only saying Yugim Amidos, but living Yugim Amidos, physically and spiritually taking Amidos and making that part of the way they conduct their lives, the way they behave and interact with society each and every day of their life. The Shlach HaKadosh therefore teaches us that you want to be Dovek to Hashem and you want the Tfilos and the Piyutim of the Slichos we recite and the Tfilos we recite of Shemona Esrei, of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and all the slichas in between. We're not just supposed to say the prayers as a magic formula for kapara and for the purposes of Hashem being makabel tshuva and forgiving us and connecting to Hashem. No. The tefillos are supposed to teach us how we're supposed to not only say it, but then take these words and apply it to changing our lifestyle, defining our conduct every minute of the day. How can I be a walking Merkava L'Shkidiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emulating Hashem's Midas, Halakta B'Derachav, incorporate them into my daily activity and my interaction with all other human beings on the face of this earth? If I do that, if I reenact Hashem's Midas in my life, by translating and understanding how to apply these midos, and yasu lefanai, We personify them. We do them. Then the kapara and the tshuva takes place. The reconnection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Devekis, is once again reestablished. Saying it alone, but not applying it to our daily life is not sufficient, the Shlomo says. You gotta say it, analyze it, understand it, and then yasu lefanai. You have to perform them. If you perform them and you make that part of your lifestyle, part of your daily activity, then that will literally change you, elevate you, sanctify you, and develop an intimate devekus between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the point that especially involved in acts of chesed v'tzedakah, your specific Selam Elokim merges with Hashem Selam Elokim, and you become a living Maisa Merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Avos and the Imos did, that they were the Merkava of Hashem Shechina, Maisa Avos similar bond, but what we're supposed to do in emulating the Avos of antiquity. Now, so that's one major benefit of tzedakah v'chesed. Not just emulating Hashem, but connecting to Hashem, becoming part of Hashem through tzedakah v'chesed. But there's another phenomenon, which I have to emphasize now, a very important phenomenon. The Gemara tells us in Yoma that when a person does an Avera, and the Avera ends up being not just an Avera, but a Chilah Hashem, unfortunately, the Gemara says, when it comes to Dalei Chilukei Kapara, to Mechapar Chilah Hashem, you normally have to also die for the Kapara to take place. However, Rabbeinu Yonah, the famous Rishon who wrote the Sefer Shari Tshuva, points out that that's not necessarily the case. There's another way of being mechaper on an avera that was done as a chilul Hashem, and to get full-fledged kapara. What's the way of accomplishing that? By replacing the chilul Hashem lifestyle and acting with a lifestyle of being mekadesh Shem Shemayim, sanctifying Hashem's name. We call this a tshuves hamishkol. The chet of chilul Hashem is miskaper by now having a lifestyle of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. It's mechaper on the other one. Very famous statement that is made by Rabbeinu Yonah in his Shaarei Tshuva. I want you to know that the Gemara Yoma points out that there is a formula of how we can cause a Kiddush Hashem every day of our life. And the Gemara gives the following formula. If a person has spent time from their youth up to the present, learning Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shabbat Peh, they were zochet to have wonderful rabbeim, teachers, or young ladies who went to seminary had wonderful teachers as well, even women role models, not only men role models, tzaddikim v'tzidkaniyos, and they graduate and go into the big wide world in which we live, and then they conduct themselves in the following fashion, in their interaction with mankind. Masa masna be'emuna, their business dealings or their other activities with other human beings are done in an ethical, moral level. Masa masna be'emuna, and all that they do in human interactions and business and other things. Dibura benachas imabrios, the way they speak, the language they use, the expressions they articulate are pure. They have words that have meaning, that have significance, that have kedusha. They use a sanctified language of communication. Not Rachmana Litzlan, the vulgar language that's used in our society in which we live today. When people see how this Ben Torah and Bas Torah act differently, Ben Adol Mechavero, and speak differently because of their Torah education. So the Gemara says in Yomi, you know what happens? People make the following comment. Asher Ovev Imo Shalimdo Torah. Fortunate are parents that gave this child a Torah education. Ashrei Rabba, fortunate are the men and women who were the teachers, who were the role models, who taught these children Torah. Ploni Shalama Torah, this person, lady or man, look, Kamanom Derachev, Kamusakim Asav. How beautiful and wonderful and pleasant are the ways they live their life in this world, how they interact with other human beings. Look at all the wonderful tzedakah v'chesed and erlichkeit they, ultimately speaking, demonstrate each and every day. Upon these people, the Rabbanu Shem says, Vayomer Hashem says, Avdi atah, my Jewish kinderlach, by acting this way, you're my servant. Asher b'chaspar, that I'm glorified through you. You know what the Rambam says, and the Gemara says, when I act this way, number one, I make Hashem's name beloved to other people, Jew and non-Jew alike. In fact, Gemara says, "V'havta Hashem Elokecha," one of the kiyumim of Avat Hashem, going back to Avraham, was that the Shem Shemayim Misaheva Yodech, you make other people love Hashem as well. They say, wow, if this is what Torah is able to do, and this is what their God taught them, look how these people are so spiritually different than the rest of the world. People start to develop a fear and love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You change their perspective, what Yiddishkeit and Torah is all about. But the Rambam says, acting this way not only makes Hashem's name beloved to others, but you're mekayim the mitzvah of Nikdashi Pesach B'nai Yisrael, you're performing the mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. So I want to point out to you, if that's the case, when you're involved in acts of tzedakah v'chesed for everybody who comes in your Dalet Amos, Jew and non-Jew alike, when they show that you have been taught by the Torah to have avas yisod, avas abriyais, and concern for mankind, you know what happens? You're causing a kiddush shem shemayim. That's mechaper on the chil Hashem you might have done during this past year. And therefore, you have life. You don't need death to mechaper. The kiddush Hashem is mechaper. So when it comes to tshuva, tefillah, but tzedakah v'chesed, which causes also not only the vacancy between you and Hashem, as I mentioned before, but as garim a kiddush shem shemayim, is mechapa on all averos, even if they involve rachman letzlan, a kiddush shem shemayim, because doing tzedakah v'chesed the way it should be done causes a kiddush shem shemayim that's mechapa upon everything, even on echila Hashem. It is for this reason that Chazal emphasized, and the Rambam says this explicitly, in the time period of Aseris and Tshuva, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, you should be medakdek in your mitzvahs more than the rest of the year to show your desire to better yourself. But the mitzvahs that he points out as being primary during this time period are acts of tzedakah v'chesed. Do more acts of tzedakah v'chesed during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva to show your desire to sanctify Hashem's name, to show your desire to medabik yourself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your Tzelem Elokim should reconnect with the Tzelem Elokim of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what tzedakah v'chesed accomplishes. And that's why Talmidim v'Talmidais, when we're talking about the formula to be successful in our prayers and be successful in Avedas Hashem of tshuva and tefillah and tzedakah v'chesed, abim mavir roa ha-gezeira, that's why besides tshuva and vidui of tefillah, tzedakah v'chesed are a major component part. They complete the deal. They develop a devekus, a connectivity between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, merge our Tzelem Elokim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. We become like the Avos Emos were
and Merkav of Hashem's Shechina. And the Rambam says in Perek Zayin, Hilchas Tshuva, that Gedola Tshuva is Makar Makareves Adam L'Shechina. It brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ultimately speaking, when we do the proper tshuva with all its component parts, the Rambam says, where once again, Atem Hadveichem V'Hashem Elokeichem, we get to that level again. Hashem loves us once again. Hashem accepts our tefillos, loves the mitzvahs that we do, accepts them, and literally allows us to raise ourselves up to a level as if we never sinned our entire life up until this point in time. The Gemara says, when you do tshuva mi'ava, what happens is the averis are erased, and in place of them, you now have zechuyos in shemayim, rather than any averis whatsoever. You are now ahuv, v'nechmal b'fnei habarei, ki l'chatam yolam, the Rambam says. You're loved and beloved in front of Hashem as if you never sinned any time in your lifetime, up until this point in time. So we therefore see, tamidim v'tamidais, the power of tzedakah v'chesed in all the activities we are doing during Slichais, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we have appeals, tzedakah appeals. The reason is not merely just to raise money for the Beis HaKnesses, but to give that zechus of tzedakah v'chesed as one of our merits during this period of time, that our devekis and our connectivity and our holiness and our kedusha and our tshuva, it should all raise to the highest level and allow us to mekayim the pasuk of Shuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. I hope my message this morning rings out crystal clear to you what we got to do, what our avodah has to be during these next couple of days. Realize the Dak of Chesed is a major component part of the entire formula of our activities. Let's hope and pray and realize, as the Rambam says, and this is a very, very powerful Rambam. The Rambam says, I want you to know what's going to cause the ultimate redemption of Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam says in the 10th Perek, I'm going to end with this, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Perek Yud, Chayavin Anu Lizar B'Mitzvah Tzedakah V'Chesed Yos M'Kol Sha'a Mitzvah Saseh. That when a person is doing mitzvahs, the most important mitzvah you should be meticulous with is the mitzvah Tzedakah V'Chesed. If you're about Tzedakah V'Chesed, it's a tzimin that you are the zera, the progeny of the tzaddik of Avram Avinu. The pasuk says, Avayera ki yadativ, l'mana sheritzav abonav, and beis achu lasais, tzedaka mishpat. Furthermore, says the Rambam, what is going to cause the ultimate redemption of the Jewish people? He says, b'tzedaka tikonani, our reestablishment as klais on Eretz Israel will be through tzedaka v'chesed. And he says, Ein Yisrael Nigalim, the final gula will take place, only B'Tzchus Tzedakah, Shenem, and he quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Sion Bamishvati Padeh, V'Shaveh B'Tzedakah. Sion will be redeemed through Mishpat, being meticulous in Asiyas HaMitzvahs, but the ultimate redemption and our return to Eretz Israel will be through tzedakah v'chesed. Let's hope and pray that we will be medactic in this, and in the schus of tzedakah v'chesed, the pasuk should be mekuyim, l'shan abab Yerushalayim habanuya, and bis Mashiach tzedkenu, with the great kiddush Hashem of klaus of being the balei chesed of the world, v'mamein v'yamein, aksiv v'chsim b'tovet to all, and once again, hopefully by next year, the shir will be given. Not from my home, but in the environments together with you in Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Hashem.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.